Tonight on the SmackDown After Show, we have title matches, takeovers, and tiny testicles? Tune in.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, the buzz.
Oh, yeah. We are getting invaded tonight on SmackDown. And not just on the show, but here in the studio as well.
What?
Tom the Calm here, sitting in. Josh is out this week. Gabby's out this week. But sitting in Tom's chair.
Yeah, I'm in Tom's
Lobo
chair.
Lobo sitting over there.
What's up? Giving you a slice of Monday Night Raw. You know, Tom, you and I were the Dudley Boys of AfterBuzz TV Wrestling coverage.
We are, yeah.
Get the tables!
We're going to be putting people through this table tonight.
Yeah, for sure.
Get someone in here. So SmackDown tonight.
Yeah.
I feel like after the amazing show last week,
right.
It was back to normal.
A little bit. They're broadcasting live in Manchester, so we're representing Manchester City. Come on, City. Manchester's blue. The ratings actually came out for SmackDown, and it's actually an upward trend,
yeah.
If you can imagine that. But you're right. A lot of it just seemed like, oh, yeah, we're back to the SmackDown. Like the formula we know.
Yeah, right? And I will say it wasn't my favorite SmackDown. There was a lot of good things that happened.
Yeah.
And as I was like kind of writing down everything, I was like, there's a lot of things that actually happened in the show, like a lot of segments.
Yeah.
To go over.
And but Shorty G. I got to put him over. I'm contractually obligated to put Shorty G over.
That's fine with me. Yeah, I mean, the matches tonight are New Day versus Revival for the tag titles. Nakamura Cesaro versus Ali and Shorty G. Sasha and Nikki. Mandy Rose and Sonya versus Carmella and Dana Brooke. And then the main event is Reigns and Corbin.
Right.
Which gets us into the Corbin promo for the night. Which,
yeah.
I mean, you're on the Raw show.
Yeah.
Corbin was on Raw for a while.
He was.
I kind of wish he would stay on Raw.
No, you can have him. We suffered through Corbin in the downtime. You can have him now. We did the King gimmick.
Yeah, you were there for the GM days and everything. So, he basically comes out and talks about Roman Reigns, not being there for the invasion, even though we all knew, they weren't there anyway. And now he has no, his leadership role in the locker room is being, discredited because they were stuck in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, how dare he?
He was stuck too. It wasn't like he wasn't there with them.
Exactly.
And then he does this weird, sometimes you just kind of shake your head and go, he's got this, the dog on the screen and the chihuahua.
I don't get it because the match was already advertised.
Yeah.
So what are you cutting a promo for?
I don't know.
But I realized this when he was talking about Roman Reigns' testicles, which I can't believe I'm saying this on the after show, that when The Rock would do it, it'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
So it only goes to prove that a certain kind of wrestler can only make testicle jokes.
Yes.
And Corbin is not that guy.
No. He should not say it again. We should move on from that.
Yeah.
Just talk about his bark being tiny, and that's about it. Yeah.
What filler, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it was too long.
I was thinking an NXT person would show up. I thought it was a whole thing that sounded like Ciampa or something like that.
Yeah.
And didn't happen. It was like a womp, womp, womp.
Yeah, it was a real big letdown. If you tuned in after last week, seeing how good of a show it was and seeing what happened, and then you're like, what the heck am I watching
Peyton
now?
Switch. That's what you saw.
For sure. But then after that, we get New Day promo in the back. Big E is talking about how telling Xavier Woods not to drop the soap.
Yeah. I was like, okay, great. Another family show moment, right?
Yeah. I was like, okay.
Tore your Achilles, man. I don't have soap.
And then, New Day wants to catch up to Charlotte Flair.
True.
I mean, it's kind of crazy that she has 10 and they've been around for, 5 years now?
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, Charlotte Banks went back and forth, four times?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, there's, six title reigns between all of them or whatever. Kofi says they're going to win it tonight for Xavier. And then, I mean, Big E, he cracks me up every time he's on camera.
He's really good.
Yeah.
He's the kind of guy that, shout out to the former AfterBuzz host here, Evan Mack, because he's a big Big E fan. And I always roll my eyes and go, yeah, he's all right. But, when he was being even from the WWE Universe guy to even his timing, he's, such a viable asset to that team.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, I'm kind of upset that Kofi has to be in that group now while Xavier recovers a bit.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of glad they're able to be that, that.
I mean, at least they're still keeping them together.
Yeah, for sure.
For now.
For sure.
I don't think they should. I mean, to me, they're a group that I don't think ever needs to be split up.
Right.
Like, we don't need that heel turn from anybody. But,
would you turn them heels a group or no?
I would eventually turn them back, yeah. Because I think it would just be...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Interesting, like we've seen them go from heels to faces to go back again to right. find a way to get them to go back again.
Yeah,
that would be hard. I think
it would be hard
because I think the fans just love to cheer them, and I mean I'm sure they're loving the merch money.
I'll buy the merch. Yeah,
but I think the other I think making them like bad guys again would be just a fun thing to see.
Agreed.
And then we get into this title match, which shockingly. The New Day wins the tag titles tonight.
Four men with a problem to solve, the tag team match. Play up. Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad they won. I'm glad New Day won. And the only problem is at the expense of the Revival. Because going into this match, Survivor Series would be the Revival, the Undisputed Era, and the Viking Raiders, which, had this been a takeover, would be a six-star match.
Yes.
But as it's written now, with the characters we know, I'm like, eh. So I'm kind of glad there's a bit of WWE-ification of putting a New Day in that match. Mm. But it's kind of lame that the Revival has to be the ones to take the loss here.
Yeah, if they're gonna give it to the New Day, I'd wait till after the pay per view.
Right.
I think it's one of those things where they're in Manchester, they want a big pop from the crowd. So I think it's one of those ways where like the last 2 years we've seen the WWE Championship change hands.
Right.
Was it there?
At least the title has changed hands.
Yeah. Maybe Daniel Bryan didn't win it there, but he went there as the champion. Or it was like right around the same time.
Okay.
But AJ won it. You know. That first time there.
Yeah, so if you were booking it, you would have kept the titles on the Revival?
Yeah, because I want to see that magic at Survivor Series.
Yeah, well, I guess so. It always takes me back to Survivor Series 2007, which is the second time I'm referencing this pay-per-view in a week. But, like, the match was scheduled as, like, Brock versus Jinder Mahal, and then, like, 2 weeks before, 2 days before it, AJ gets the belt, and it becomes a whole different match.
Yeah.
Yeah, always unpredictable.
I mean, I do think with New Day in there, I mean, it's going to be a good match either way.
Right.
I just feel like the Revival just keep kind of getting screwed over.
Yeah.
It's like let's give them the belts, but then let's not let them do anything with it. Let's not have any kind of feud.
Yeah.
And then take it away from them.
Right.
Like, what do they do with the Raw belts? Nothing, right?
No.
I mean, I can't think of anything good they did with them.
I mean, they got it. And when they were rolling with Shane, I was like, okay, maybe they're doing some kind of like Four Horsemen thing, you know, and wearing the fancy clothes. But
yeah
that's it. Pretty much transitional champs their entire time on the main roster.
Yeah, and then there was a story that came out of like Orton wanted them to be a group and like apparently went to Vince and Vince was like, no.
Yeah, FTRKO.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Josh, are you in the booth? Is Josh in the booth?
Yeah, I am. What's up?
I got a question for you.
Yep.
So, if you had a chance of booking, like, Randy Orton in the Revival, would you do that? Or is that just something that I as a wrestling fan, want and I'm just crazy?
I mean, I don't really see them matched up with Randy Orton whatsoever. I mean, they could make it work somehow. They tried to make it work, obviously, a few months ago. But I just really don't see them as, like, a total package, you know what I mean?
Josh turned heel. Okay.
I mean, the Revival are one thing, Randy Orton's another thing. I don't think the Revival are capable enough to be as sadistic as Randy Orton, as vice versa. I don't think Randy Orton would be capable of being like a Uber technician like the Revival are. So I really don't see like a fit with both teams.
So that's why I asked you. I disagree with him completely. That's why I asked.
Yeah, I mean, I think what they were doing before was working, at least to an extent. And then it just kind of. Well, Orton went to Raw, so
right.
It was like he went to Vince and was probably like, "I want to be with these guys." Vince is like, "Too bad you're going to Raw."
Yeah, exactly. See you one night, fella.
Yeah, and then we get backstage. Sami Zayn, Daniel Bryan. Zayn says, "If you know Daniel Bryan would have accepted their offer before, he would have been NXT champion this week," and invites him to watch Nakamura and Cesaro in their tag team match later.
Yeah,
you know, just foreshadowing. It's still at least keeping what's happening before this NXT invasion going on. I feel like last week was all about that, obviously.
Yeah.
Raw was kind of all about that, and so was NXT this week. And then SmackDown was, like I said, back to the norm of, like...
I don't get it.
Yeah.
It's been puzzling. I mean, look, so what I understand is NXT comes over and demolishes SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
NXT comes over to Raw. Mm-hmm. The OC from Raw go to NXT, and SmackDown does nothing.
Yeah.
If there's a Fox executive, please do something. Like, show us you care.
But I also think whoever does their traveling scheduling... When they shouldn't be going to England in the time of Survivor Series, I think. Like, why don't we do that in September when there's really nothing much happening?
Right.
Like, I think it's a timing thing. When you know, like, even if it was just Raw versus SmackDown, they'd still want guys on each show, but it doesn't help when they're running two shows a night in Europe, and one's in a different city in a different country.
Right.
So, and you can't really get them there, and like it just kind of messes the flow of everything up, I think.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's just a temporary hiccup thing, but you're right. There's so many travel woes that happen with that, because I'm sitting there watching, like, well, I know NXT's a threat looming in the background, but is SmackDown going to attack Raw?
Yeah.
Is Raw still going to attack SmackDown?
Exactly,
you don't know.
Yeah, there's been nothing between Raw and it's just been NXT taking over, and you're like, okay, well, you guys are supposed to hate each other as well.
Yeah.
And well, this would be the good time to do it, though, because they also did tape Raw the same night.
True.
But nobody from Raw showed up, like you said. So
does it matter that they don't have a Triple H on Raw and SmackDown? Or does Raw and SmackDown need a figurehead for Survivor Series to be a mouthpiece? Or just the wrestlers themselves?
Well, I think it's like, I feel like you have like Rollins and Reigns is like that.
Okay.
Yeah, great show, kind of, I guess. If you really want to pick someone. Yeah. Because I don't know who else is, especially with Corbin talking about him being the, locker room leader or not locker room leader. And then we go to the ring. There was at least some invasion, which I think was good.
Sure.
Heavy Machinery waiting to face somebody we still don't know who.
Right.
And they just get attacked by Imperium. And they just kind of like, they don't really, it wasn't even that vicious of an attack. It was good enough. But it was very cool to be like, oh, wow, that now NXT UK is now invading these shows as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, Imperium is definitely one of those things where, like, well, these are guys in black tracksuits. Ah, whatever.
Yeah.
But if you're watching, you're like, wait, these guys are from a whole different promotion.
Yeah,
like, how many worlds are colliding?
Yeah, you know? And it's like, are they going to be involved on NXT? I mean, obviously, it seems like more. I mean, they're attacking SmackDown guys.
True.
And then it was – I thought it was also weird that there wasn't – it was basically like – four or five guys that came out to help Heavy Machinery too. Yeah,
the undercard.
It wasn't even like the roster. Or it wasn't even like Reigns.
Yeah.
If we want to make this important, I want to see like the big name people coming out to, protect their friends in their roster.
Right. You're absolutely right. All the people you forgot about were still employed.
Yeah.
Just coming out there now.
Granted, they kind of did it on Raw too. It wasn't like, but. I mean, Rollins kind of just stood there, and they just didn't attack him at the time.
No, that's true, because I guess you don't really think about that with the whole 24/7 title thing going on this year, that we've seen so many locker room clear-outs that when the undercard comes out, you're just like, okay, wait a minute.
Yeah. I'm like, wait, is R-Truth here? Like, who's the champion now?
Yeah.
I don't, like,
Yeah.
Oh, great. And then you're like, oh, wait, now there's just these other guys in the ring. And I just – they are so dominant in NXT UK, but they didn't look that dominant tonight. As a group, like they beat them down, but it wasn't like a beating that I think Heavy Machinery should have gotten.
True, I mean, you say it so forcibly.
Yeah,
they should have beat them down.
They should have, though. I mean,
kicked their ass.
Yeah,
no, actually, you're right. Now that you mention it, it was definitely a generic like couple punches and a stomp and for a good measure.
And they just ran away. They ran away really, really easily. So I thought it was weird that they even did it in the ring. I think it was just to be a surprise, but. This could have been like a backstage thing they did.
Right. Like how do you do the Undisputed Era a second week? I know. Get Imperium.
Yeah. Meh. So it's like, I mean, I love that all these worlds are colliding, though. It's cool to see. But where are we going to go with all of
it? I have no idea.
Yeah.
I think the AfterBuzz TV universe, can we call them that?
Yeah.
Has heard me rant on and on how much I dislike Survivor Series as a pay-per-view. But if you guys...
So wait, you don't like it because of like what they do now? Or just overall in general?
How much time do we have?
We got 30 minutes left.
Of the big four, I felt like that's about... The Survivor Series is more about the event itself. Because it was on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like, oh my gosh, it's a pay-per-view on Thanksgiving. One of my favorite wrestlers of all time, Tatanka. It was going to be a Survivor Series match until Ludwig Borga injured him. So Undertaker had to step in for him in 93. Over the couple of years, it's just been like they've been trying to understand what it is. That's when Stone Cold got ran over on that year. Oh, the year after that, he had his Retribution match against Rikishi. And now...
Retribution.
Remember that?
Yeah, I know.
But now, over the past couple...
You wouldn't think he would have it against Rikishi at the time when it first happened.
Exactly. Swerve. Surprise. He's healed now. But the past couple of years, it feels like there was this concept called Bragging Rights, where it was Raw versus SmackDown, mm-hmm. and that kind of died out. And they're trying to graft that idea to Survivor Series.
Yeah.
My biggest thing is that since there's no stakes,
yeah, exactly.
There's nothing to win.
Yeah.
So if I'm the most dominant brand, do I get more money?
Yeah.
Do I get an extra hour of my show?
Yep.
Or is it kind of like, well, okay, we're over now.
Yeah.
See you next November.
Exactly. So. I totally agree with you on that. Like, and I love Survivor Series. Like, I remember the wild card match they had.
Oh, yeah.
That was so much fun because it was like good guys and bad guys on the same team, and they never really did that before.
Right.
And you were like, how are these guys going to get
together? How are they going to go with this?
Yeah, yeah.
Make a public explode.
Yeah. But yeah, I agree with you. Why is there no stakes? Like the bragging rights isn't a stake enough in this. Like, you have so many other things where it's like, the winner gets the number 30 spot in the Royal Rumble. That could easily be like anybody would want that, and you would win because you would want to win because you want that 30 spot in the Rumble.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like the winner gets number 30, the loser gets number 1. It's
anything that makes you say, "Wow, yes. I'm glad Raw won this year."
Yes, right. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And which it baffles my mind that there's like this is a company that is a worldwide global company that watches other sports and wants to emulate other sports, especially on Fox Sports, that doesn't do that.
Right.
Or no one at Fox or USA goes, hey, what do we get if we win? Like, we had this draft, and all those people sat at those tables.
Exactly.
No one was like, wait, we have the Survivor Series coming up. What do we win if we get that? Nothing.
Hey, giant Cletus robot from Fox Football. What do you think?
If we win, if Raw wins, the robot has to go to Raw. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
for 2 draft picks to be named later.
Yeah. But yeah. All right. Let's get off the Survivor Series rant. But because I could keep going. Then we get a Bayley interview saying, Banks and Bayley saying they did put NXT Women's Division on the map, and Bayley's the only one to hold all 3 titles.
Right.
And basically says, like, you know, don't sleep on me because I'm going to get back at you some way.
Bayley.
Do you like the turn or no?
The answer is no. And a lot of people are telling me that, say, hey, man, Bayley, she was like corny before, but now she's interesting and compelling. Well, the thing is about that is Bayley's gimmick or character before it's a hard sell. Here's a grown woman who loves to hug people and then put her hair to a side. I can't pull that off. Hair aside, I can't pull that off. That'd be creepy as hell if I want to hug people. She has turned heel, which is fine. I just don't know why. And it looks like she is putting on the character of being a heel.
Gotcha.
It almost looks like it feels like a CW villain. Mm. Like, you think you can beat me, me and Sasha.
Uh-huh.
And then it wasn't like the time when she turned on Sasha the year before, that random Raw, where it felt like she's frustrated for being manipulated from a friend.
Uh-huh.
It's just her so one day being like, I hate Bayley buddies! Swipe, swipe, swipe. So I'm a big Bayley fan. Mm. My hot take is that I think she's one of the top women wrestlers in the world after Blanchard and Flair.
Mm.
I get a lot of heat for that. Mm. But this character, to me, right now, is doing no favors.
Gotcha. I mean, I enjoy it so far. I want to see where it goes.
Yeah.
But I think it has hit some bumps along the way of like, how heel are you? Like, you know what I mean? Like, how bad are you? Like, we don't really, you have an attitude now that you didn't have before, but you could have had that attitude as being a good guy too and just kind of not been as nice.
Right.
You're just kind of, I agree. You're just
like
kind of being,
Not saying to be like CM Punk.
Yeah, yeah. But you're just kind of being like, oh, you know, life sucks and then you die. Like, I think those things are funny. Like, that's just, like, funny things for her to say and do.
Right.
But it makes me laugh more than being like, oh, man, she's such a good bad guy. Like,
yeah. I can't. She's not quite cowardly. She's not a tough person because Shayna Baszler was, like, way smaller than her.
Yeah.
Like, flipped her twice in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's like, what kind of bad person are you?
Yeah. And then also, it's like, oh, we turned Sasha bad, so we got to turn her bad. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we'll see what happens with it. I think it's interesting to see where she goes. And
yeah, I'm a fan for life.
It's the beginning of it, I think.
Yeah.
So, and then we get the tag team match of Nakamura and Cesaro versus Shorty Ali G is what I'm going to be calling them from now on.
Booyakasha!
Because that just is Perfect tag team.
So I guess I'm not watching SmackDown as close as I should. But when Chad Gable became Shorty G, he started wearing basketball uniforms. Yeah. What was like a reason for that?
Or no, just
like a...
he just did it.
No,
because he wants to be in Space Jam. I don't know. I think they're making a sequel. Yeah. I don't know.
All right, shout out to the Washington Generals.
So, yeah, exactly.
Shorty G.
I think it's. I mean, I hate that he's Shorty G.
I do too. But the thing is, I once said that Chad Gable was not my favorite wrestler, and everyone called me heel B toe to Chad. So I told myself I'm not seeing anything negative about Chad Gable ever again.
I mean, I think he's a great wrestler, and he is that – he could be the Kurt Angle of this generation.
Yeah.
And he could be that good, but yet he gets, you know,
right,
Shorty G, and this is what we get.
Yeah, because he's short. Yeah. I don't understand.
I don't either.
Because he can't change that.
No.
It's over, guys. I'm on platform shoes.
Yeah. Yeah, just... That's it. I'm getting surgery. I'm getting an extra bone put in my leg to make me taller. Like, no, it ain't happening. But this match starts off with Cesaro, like, with the most devastating uppercut.
Yeah, I love Cesaro, man.
Me too.
He's my favorite.
And I, part of me hates it, though, because... He should have just pinned. Like, that should have been the end of the match.
Correct.
And if you want Daniel Bryan to join your group, that's sending a statement more than anything of, like, having a match with these guys and then cheating to win.
Right.
Which is what they did.
Right.
Like, I think if Daniel Bryan's watching you and you literally lay this guy out, like, it would have been like, he hits the uppercut, throws him in the corner, tags in Nakamura, Nakamura hits the Kinshasa, and that's over?
Right.
And Ali doesn't even get in the match.
Yeah.
I think that would have been way more dominant and way more of a selling point to Daniel Bryan.
I absolutely agree with you. I felt I'm not sure what they were going for, but the fact that the match lasted as long as it did and it was kind of competitive was like womp, womp, womp. But can we just say, what is up with Cesaro's capri pants? Those are annoying to me. I love Cesaro. He's my favorite, but I can't.
I think he's like in a weird – he's just in a lost, weird position right now where he's – amazing at what he does.
Right.
I think he should have been someone that should have done the Finn Balor and go to NXT.
Absolutely.
Like, and
he went to UK and Saudi Arabia, and those matches were amazing this year.
Yes, they were, yeah. Yeah, and I think he just, I don't know, even NXT UK, at least go over there and for a little, even longer.
Yeah.
And then maybe come back, but I mean, I think he should have gone back to NXT. I think he would have been...
With tights.
Yeah, exactly.
Wearing tights.
I don't know, I think he's just, yeah, he's just in a weird... transition. But yeah, Ali hit that awesome super kick on Nakamura out of nowhere almost. And then, you know, Cesaro ended up pushing Ali off the ropes. They get the win. And Daniel Bryan doesn't do anything. He just kind of walks away as they're trying to celebrate and bring him, you know, into the ring. So Daniel Bryan still doesn't really know where he's going yet in this show.
It would be kind of cool to have Bryan stay heel. Because he's not officially a face yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if Sami Zayn is a guy. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if those are the options, I would have him join.
Yeah.
If I was the fantasy booker in the sky.
Mm-hmm. At least to see, like, I think a lot of the things that they do, like, they just don't take it that next step to, like, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Like, what does it hurt if Daniel Bryan isn't a good guy for another 2 months?
It doesn't hurt anybody. It was annoying as heck, but I liked the whole Planet Champion thing.
Yeah, me too. Because
it was definitely uncharted territory for a wrestler, yeah.
And it looked like he was, you could tell he was having such a great time doing it. Because he was going from this Yes movement, which I do feel like I was part of the Yes movement. I went to WrestleMania 30 just to see Daniel Bryan win.
Wow.
Just to see that match. I was like, I have to go because I want to see what happens with
this. That's amazing.
Yeah,
that was New Orleans, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was awesome, but... I also think, okay, yeah, we need to get past the Yes movement.
True.
Because now it's just more of a chant the fans do.
Right.
Not really...
Like what?
His thing, yes, yeah. I mean, yeah, they're there to stay, the Yes chants.
True.
And then we get Sasha versus Nikki Cross, and Sasha has some new music.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg is on it.
Which is like the remix of her song. I like the Snoop Dogg part. I didn't like that weird... It was like the beginning... The kind of like bass getting in, but then they like did it in the middle as well.
Right.
It was a weird.
I hope it's a one time thing to be like, surprise!
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's cool. A nice little attitude for Sasha Banks, you know? And if you don't like her, you're going to get more of it. So.
Yeah.
But I dug it.
And I mean, Michael Cole's still Did he say boss time?
He did it, but, right? but he was like cutting someone off. He's like, so anyway, it's boss time.
Okay, yeah, okay, like, okay.
What? Are we still going to say that every week?
Yeah, I hope he doesn't. Like, come on.
What does that mean, boss time? That sounds
I know.
You're late for work.
Yeah.
It's boss time.
Sasha, why are you out here? You should be in the back.
Right.
Clock in. But yeah, and then Nikki just attacked Bailey outside while she was on commentary. But nothing even really came from that because Banks ended up getting the win.
Right.
Submission.
And, two losses in a row for Nikki Cross.
Yeah. And then we did find out that Banks is the captain of Team SmackDown.
Do you see Carmella's tweet about that?
Yeah.
She's like, what does she do to become team captain?
Yeah. I mean, she's friends with the champ. I don't know. See, and that's kind of the thing where you're saying where it's like SmackDown doesn't have a Triple H to where it's like, well, who is pulling the string? Who at least is in charge?
Right.
Which I'm fine, like, but I don't want a general manager either, though.
Right. You don't want someone out there every week doing 20-minute promos about testicles. But, like, I think George Ramos, who does the pay-per-view recaps here after Buzz TV, is like, if SmackDown and Raw had, like, a William Regal,
yes.
We didn't see him every week, but when they came out, it was like, oh, snap,
here
comes Regal, that'd be perfect for the situation.
Yeah, I agree. Like, that's what I think NXT does so well, where it's like...
Both of them.
Yeah, where it's like, we know who's in charge. But I don't need them to cut a promo. I don't need them to wrestle. I don't need them to do anything. Just tell me what's happening.
Right.
And give me a quick recap of, like, oh, this is what's happening now. Okay, cool. Right. That match is going on.
So, Fit Finley, if you're around,
yeah.
Please be our general manager.
And then after the match, Bailey attacks Nikki. Sasha is kind of nowhere to be seen at the moment. And then Baszler attacks Bailey again.
Right.
Roughing her up. And then kind of takes off as Sasha runs back to the ring, which Corey Graves pointed out. Sasha was a little slow to get back to the ring to help a friend.
You know, we always say things in wrestling are inconsistent, but Corey Graves has buried Sasha for years on commentary, and it's amazing.
Yeah, and she's a bad guy, which makes it even more less sense. I really hope that he's like friends with her backstage and like they like kind of get along. Because sometimes he says stuff and you're like, man, that was kind of mean to say. But I mean, okay, fine. I mean, they're playing characters, so. But at least we saw at least one NXT person attacking. And I mean, I think Baszler is like just insane. Like,
she's amazing.
Yeah.
And again, she shows her strength. I hate the fact that it was the same beat for beat attack from last week.
Yeah.
I don't think she's going to win the match at Survivor Series.
No.
It has to be Becky. That's my opinion.
I think Bayley's going to win. That's just because I think they're so.
Yeah.
Everyone's so into Baszler and Becky. Like, that. I mean. The showdown on Raw was awesome.
Oh yeah!
So I think it's I think they're gonna have Bayley win just because everyone is sleeping on her.
Yeah,
and just to kind of be like, oh, what an upset! Like Bayley beat. I think she'll probably pin Becky. Probably not pin.
You're probably right because I'm the worst of predictions.
I don't know. I'm just saying that's at least what I would do. I would have Bayley win just because Becky's on fire. She's untouchable.
She hasn't had a match in so long. Like,
yeah.
Baszler's on. She's locked in.
Yeah, yeah.
Bayley's new heel. She can take a loss. I just figured Becky's last feud, I don't remember. It was a couple one-off matches.
Yeah.
The whole Lacey Evans thing was over the summer. And she hasn't really an active feud now. She kind of does like one-off matches.
I'm trying to think who she was fighting last.
Yeah, I think she did a tag match with Asuka and Kyrie.
Did she fight Charlotte?
she got pinned by Kyrie Sane four weeks ago on Raw. That's the last time I've seen her. But you're right now. Bayley is also someone that could take the win.
Plus, I think just to kind of cement her, like, I think she could cheat the win, you know?
True.
At least to help, you know, push the character more.
The way you think, Tom.
What's that?
I like the way you think.
Oh, thank you. But yeah, it was super. At least we saw one NXT person tonight.
Yeah.
And then we go backstage, Daniel Bryan and Sami Zayn. Zayn telling him, hey, you know, you really need to move forward past the yes movement. And as they're talking, the lights kind of flicker. And I wasn't thinking anything at first. When I first saw it, I was like, I don't know. Maybe something just happened.
Cable's out.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, and then the lights go out again. Lights come back on, and the Fiend is now behind Daniel Bryan. Sami Zayn, you know, just runs away
like a wuss. He's like, oh snap!
I didn't even like warn him. Wasn't like the Fiend, the guy that never shuts up. was speechless.
Yeah, the feed. It sounds like something that comic character would say. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, too. I know with War Games and Survivor Series, it doesn't look like they're doing a triple threat for the top titles, yeah, right? So Brock was Ray. The Fiend didn't have a talent challenger. So it makes sense to have a short program with Brian.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if that's going to be a tease or that's just a, I'm attacking you people at random because I'm the Universal Champ.
I think it seems like that's where they're going. To have at least one match with them.
Yeah.
Maybe it goes on after that. I mean, are you a fan of the red light or no?
Not the matches. It is the thing is, I was a fan of the original Sin Cara when he did it with the blue and gold. I just feel like if the Fiend wrestles rarely, like once every month and a half, then you don't have to do it.
Yeah.
Because the idea is making it special. Mm-hmm. So you putting the red light on top of this frequency of matches is just kind of like, okay, now I'm in a video game.
Yeah.
Right?
And just hard. I feel like it's just really hard to see.
Yeah.
it's hard to tell what's happening.
Yeah, because a video game boss. If you beat him, does the lights go away forever?
Yeah.
How does that work?
I just think it's a poor choice, and now I think they're kind of stuck with it.
Yeah.
At least for now.
Yeah.
But, also, I mean, the Sin Cara lights did go away as well.
That's true. It's a couple of botches.
Yeah. He just had to, you know, break his finger or have Del Rio break his finger, whatever happened with that.
Right.
But I'm excited if they do have a match because I think that would be an awesome match to see because the last time they fought each other was that Royal Rumble, like, 5 or so years ago.
Yeah. And they could work together.
Yeah. So I think it would be cool. And then we get Tyson Fury out there. Seemed like he was basically there just to pop the crowd.
He's in hometown.
Yeah, exactly. I think it was just like, oh, he lives here, and we're here.
Right.
Come on over.
Then I don't understand the whole Braun Strowman thing. Walk me through that. I'm just
like,
I mean, they were in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, I know.
And they fought.
I know. And now they're like best friends.
What?
every second he turned his back, I'm like, Braun's gonna turn on him.
That's what I'm saying.
Braun's gonna turn on him.
He was super excited, like, oh, be your tag team partner. This is amazing.
Yeah.
Just,
you know. I think if anything, we get a tag match at Royal Rumble with those two and two other people. Then we get the turn there, which leads to a Mania match between them. That's at least I feel like where they're going. But he has some boxing match, though, I think.
Yeah.
Next year. So I don't know. Maybe it's after that. I don't know. But I think it was. He's fine. I don't know. I don't really like him. So it's like, to me, I'm like, he's just another person taking up time.
Is it personally or the fact that he's a non-wrestler in a wrestling match?
I think it's like the non-wrestler thing. Like, okay. I mean, to me, it's like another person coming from the outside that's taking up time of a lot of people that are in this locker room.
True.
There every week.
Do you have a favorite, though? Do you have a favorite non-wrestler who came in and you're like, that was pretty fun? Like Shelton Benjamin's mama, or
yeah, I mean,
or
I thought
Stephen Amell.
Stephen Amell was good.
Villain Club, no, Vigilante Club.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who else. I mean, the Tyson stuff was awesome. Like, you know, like years ago. I'm trying to think. There hasn't been anybody really lately that I'd have to really think about it.
Okay,
but well, I mean, sometimes I don't mind those people coming in, but sometimes I just kind of get annoyed where you're like. But there's a lot of other people here that are really talented that are doing nothing.
True. Yeah, the whole thing was just weird to me. Like, I understand it's Crown Jewel, so that was fine. If it was self-contained, I'd be fine with it. Mm. Tyson Fury coming out and saying, hey, be my tag team partner.
Yeah.
And Braun, like, he's marking out for the guy.
Yeah.
I'll think about it. Look at the crowd handshake.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Like, it was almost like he was a Nicholas.
Yes.
In that tag team. It's just so weird to me. But, I mean, look, if they have a match, it's going to be tag team to protect Tyson.
Yes.
So it'll be fine.
Yeah. Like, I thought the match was fine. Like, but also, he did knock you out. And that's how he beat you.
Yeah.
Like, it was a count out. But he did beat you.
Right.
And you're supposed to be this monster and just want to destroy everyone, and you're not really a monster. Like, is he the worst? I think he may be the most worst-booked person since debuting on the roster.
I don't think so. For a long time, I would say Nakamura was.
Uh-huh.
If you think about it, I think Braun Strowman was.
Because
Tyson Fury said it himself. How many world championships has a guy had?
Yep.
At 6'8", 335 pounds. Uh-huh. You know?
Yeah. And it takes a guy that hasn't even been there to call you out.
Yeah,
has never wrestled before. And be like, yeah, you suck. You can't even win a championship
and
here.
And get knocked out.
Yeah. And I just beat you.
Yeah.
I beat you in my first match here. So how about I get a title shot now?
Yeah. Can I tag you with you? Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
I really, oh God, it just kind of pains me going, oh God, are they going to be the tag team champions on SmackDown?
That's a possibility.
Yeah.
By
and I really like Braun, but I just think he has been horribly booked. Every time, like, he should have at least won one championship in all of the title matches that he's had.
Absolutely.
Because at least give it to him for a month or two and then take it off of him.
Yeah.
And it, just so he could say, I won. But when you have at least five or six shots and never come up winning, why do I believe in you? You're literally a monster. You should be destroying people.
Absolutely. That whole late spring Money in the Bank through Extreme Rules is perfect for something like that.
Yeah, yeah. But he even had the money when he had the Money in the Bank, and then it was like a waste cash in on like a match he won.
Because he didn't want to go from behind. He called the match. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. Sorry, Braun.
It's so sad. He won't even rage over you, Braun.
Yeah,
Strowman.
I won't.
Whatever.
It's not even worth the rage.
Moving on,
yes. We got Fire and Desire versus the new tag team of Carmella and Dana Brooke.
Finally. I love that match last week.
Yeah. This was a lot of tag team matches on this. Just good thing that Imperium came out, because we would have had another tag match with Heavy Machinery.
Supporting the Invaders.
The winner of the match gets on Team SmackDown along with Sasha.
Mm-hmm.
I think every match tonight was very rushed.
Okay.
Did you feel like watching that?
I felt like a lot of it was put together.
Yes.
But I guess it rushes me up too.
No, but I thought I felt like people waiting for other people to do something. And very formulaic of like, all right, we just did this. Now get over here and we're going to do this.
Is that travel related, do you think?
I think it was because they taped Raw after this.
Okay.
I think it was a timing. I think it wasn't live. Right. So I think it was, we'll do these matches and then we got to get to the other matches. So we're going to keep all these matches. Because every match was so short.
Right.
Tonight too, even the main event was the longest, but every match was really short and really fast, and almost had a commercial break in every match too.
Yeah, I went to the Royal Rumble this year in Phoenix, and that was 6 hours when it was all said and done, and I was done. I couldn't cheer if I wanted to.
Yeah,
I mean, I understand the economics of trying to bolt the shows together, but that must be a lot for the crowd.
Yeah.
To sit through.
I feel like I've been to a couple of WrestleManias, and by the end, yeah, you're like. Okay, is this over yet?
I got my money's worth, but yeah. I'm tired.
I'll ask you this question just because you're not on the show. Yeah. Do you think we'll ever get a 2-day WrestleMania?
like an actual 2-day card?
Yeah. Yes,
but not for a long time.
Gotcha.
I'm thinking like 45 or 50.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
But I wouldn't, because they'll make that day even longer. They'll have a 9-hour show if need be.
Just imagine WrestleMania being like Coachella.
Like 2 weekends?
Well, I mean, it already is, though. That's the thing. Like, you have the Hall of Fame, you have NXT, you have Mania, Access. Raw, SmackDown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a whole big deal, but a 2-day WrestleMania, that to me will be like the total cash grab.
But I don't think they need to be, I don't think each show needs to be 6 hours long. Like, you split it up and get each show is 4 hours.
Yeah.
But
I felt like that would have worked for this one, 35.
Yes, I think so.
If day one ended with Kofi winning,
yes.
That would have been perfect.
Yes, and then day two ended with Bailey winning, or not Bailey.
Becky?
Yeah. I think it's going to happen eventually. They're going to at least try it once and see how it goes. Because with the network, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
They can just be like, well, this is what we're doing. I think it just matters the location. Because I don't think they can get 100,000 people into it. Building two nights in a row.
Well, it's in April, so it'd be a football stadium in this country. Most of them are not being used.
I meant more of like the cost
of like people. Right? People come for the week. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't know how much it costs. Like, I don't know if they pay for.
Oh, yeah,
like,
sure.
You know, like WWE pays. I got to pay for two nights now. But you're.
Yeah.
But also, you're building and nothing's happening in that arena.
Yeah.
The night before them, like. The week after. So I'm sure they rent it out for like 2 weeks.
Just tell Australia we're not coming to your country this year.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all WrestleMania budget, you know?
Hey, we got that Saudi money. Come on. What do you mean? It doesn't matter.
Sorry, guys.
It doesn't matter. But yeah, so sorry, we got off topic.
Like three at WrestleMania.
Yeah. But Carmella gets the hot tag to Dana. She throws Sonya head first into the ring steps outside, which looked like that really hurt. Like, Sonya definitely went to fall, like, on her back and just slammed her head into the steps.
Yeah, yeah, it was pretty rough, man. Yeah. I have a question for you as the resident SmackDown expert. What does it do with Fire and Desire? I feel like there's a team that were together. They're always poised to be somehow contending for that women's tag team division, but they can never win the big one.
I don't get it. I agree with you. Like, it's been a lot of start-stop with them.
Yeah.
Like, they start stuff with them, then they don't do anything with them, and I feel like they've gotten to be a better tag team.
Absolutely.
And I don't... It's the whole weird tag team. Like, the women's tag team division is very weird because you have the champions that are barely on one show, and then now they're just on Raw. Like, they haven't been on SmackDown since they won, I think.
Okay.
I can't remember now, but I don't feel like they haven't been on in weeks. And I don't get why these women that are tag teams aren't calling them out. Like, why aren't you coming on our show? You're fighting champions. Come fight us. Because I think these two could be a face team as well.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think they have to be heels.
Yeah.
Like, I think they just.
The music has to change. You keep like, Mandy.
Yeah.
Mandy.
Yeah. I mean, I keep pushing for Mandy to be with Otis. And
I think Otis is pushing for it too.
Exactly. But I just think it would be a great combo of making it work. But yeah. So Dana ends up hitting a senton for the win and at least getting the shine a little bit on.
Flex appeal.
Yeah. On Dana. I mean, she's on SmackDown now, so we'll see what happens with it. I think she'll factor in to the team, at least maybe get one elimination to show, you know, show her flex appeal.
Right.
But do you think it's going to go anywhere with her?
You know what? Her last couple months on Raw, there was like this whole, I'm towards the end of my career, but I'm going to make one last push. And you're like, okay, great. This might be the best thing for her, and a la Kurt Angle. That kind of got abruptly halted, and that seemed to be a false start. So I'm not sure what they're doing with that. And I hate to be bogged down in storylines and what people want to do, but there's got to be a certain time where you're like, you can't keep aborting a story because you can get invested into it.
Mm-hmm.
If you know a show's getting canceled on a network, you're not going to tune that network with watch a new show. So I hope Dana Brooke has a run because there's space for it now as a replenished division.
Yeah, and I mean, we need more people on more women on SmackDown to fight. At least Bayley is a face or a heel. So if Dana's going to be a face, she's at least someone that she could have a match with.
Yeah.
That I think in the end, because Bayley's so good, she could make Dana look really good. And at least we can get past that, oh, well, she just doesn't have good. Like, I feel like to me, I've never really seen her have a good match. Because she hasn't gotten the chance to do it. Not because she can't do it.
True.
So we gotta give these, like, we have to give people a shot.
Right.
At fighting for the title. Even if we know they're gonna lose, I'd rather know they're going to lose, but have them come out looking better than when they went in. And at least some kind of, you know.
This legitimate. Is why I like the Royal Rumble, because that's the pay-per-view where they'll just hotshot anybody to a title shot, and then just cool them off.
Yes.
We tried it. You know? Sorry, Finn Balor. Can't be Brock Lesnar's here.
Who will Lesnar face this year?
Yeah, exactly.
Who's on Raw? I'm not sure now. Not Rey Mysterio.
Cedric Alexander.
Yes, exactly. Yes. sign me up. I'm there.
The age of Alexander starts now.
Yes. Yes. So then let's get to the main event tonight. Reigns was pretty dominant until now. Rude and Ziggler come out to try to help Corbin. They end up distracting the ref. Superman punch to Rude, and then Ziggler gets in the ring to try to fight, and then Reigns just spears him, which ends up giving Corbin the advantage to hit the End of Days. And Corbin, Baron Corbin, has now pinned Roman Reigns.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was saying.
On SmackDown in 2019.
Yeah. Talk about letting the air out of the arena.
Yeah.
Welcome to SmackDown Manchester, where a guy talks about testicles and actually wins the match at the end of the day. Do you even like still buy Roman Reigns merch after that?
I don't know.
Yeah, decent match. Hated the ending and just ended with Corbin smiling like, yeah, I did it.
Yeah. You know? But why does Baron Corbin always have to have a group of guys around him?
No idea.
And I don't... I'm fine with him being King Corbin.
Okay.
But I don't need him to have Rude and Ziggler next to him. If anything, you need to have him be like King Booker was and have a tag team with him. Like, that would, like, more like, you know, undercard guys.
Sure.
To where, like, they're his lackeys and, you know, they're his, like, you know, his king's court to help him. I just think Ziggler and Rude.
Yeah.
It's a weird, like, hey, you guys are going to go help this guy now. and you just were on Raw with him. Like, why can't a SmackDown team be helping him?
That's actually a good point. And I know kayfabe is dead, but I can imagine if Rude and Ziggler are backstage and Corbin's like, "You help me," and he's like, "Wearing that?
Yeah,
no, you're on your own."
Yeah,
yeah.
So I agree with you. I thought it was Reigns has been having such good matches. And this one was not that good, and it was just a cheap way to get Corbin a win.
Yeah.
Over him.
I would say it's good because I was invested in the result. So I was invested. I really wanted to see who was going to win.
Yeah.
I didn't like the result and how it happened because it looked like Reigns put himself in the end of days.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Yeah.
But you're right. Mm. These losses for Reigns, you're giving people what they want because I thought he was so overpowerful. Mm. But then I'm starting to not believe that he would actually lose a match to Baron Corbin the way he did.
Yeah, especially, and it just, it annoys me that Corbin can't win on his own.
Yeah, that's something too.
And he just went from being in a group with Lashley and Strowman before, and they were fighting the Shield, which Roman Reigns was in,
right,
and Rollins, and it's like every time we're trying to build this guy up, he's got to have other guys around him to help him.
Yeah,
which I get that's kind of like a heel move, but in the end, you need to be able to stand on your own two feet and at least, you know, prove that what you got. I don't know.
Or at least have your guys be consistent.
Right? Yeah, that's what I figured. I feel like every time he just kind of falls flat for me. And now we have a weird SmackDown that doesn't have a locker room leader yet.
Right.
Because who's going to be the captain of Team SmackDown?
Exactly.
I think it's going to be Corbin.
It has to be Corbin.
Right?
Because there's no one else for him to go for Survivor Series. Yeah.
I think he, at least next week, he has to plead his case of being like, "No, I'm the captain. I beat you. You were the locker room leader." But then also, Reigns is going to be on that team.
Why do I sense you rolling your eyes a week from now?
You're like, "Oh, I already did." I can't believe I wasn't really thinking that, watching it, but now saying it out loud, I'm like, damn it, now he's going to be the captain of the team.
Over it.
Yeah. And now I got to hear him talk about his, everyone on the team having tiny testicles for him.
Yeah, that family show.
But I don't. Wasn't that what The Rock made fun of him for?
Something like that.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, The Rock was way better at it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, that's what I mean. But then it's like you're just taking what The Rock said about you and throwing it onto Reigns.
But he had a video of a Chihuahua barking.
I know. That
over and over again. That's different.
Yeah, and that went on for way too long.
You know, to be honest with you, I'm glad that he made fun of him because, like Boss Time, I'm tired of calling Roman Reigns the big dog.
That's
so generic.
I hate when Michael Cole says that. That is the worst part of SmackDown.
Yeah, exactly. It's like your dad trying to be cool.
Yeah.
Whatever, bro. The big dog.
Yeah, you're like, oh, God. He's talking about the big dog again. Great. But, yeah, I have one piece of news we'll get to real quick before we are about to wrap this up. Yeah, Gabby's not here, so I'm doing wrestling rap this week.
Same thing. I love it.
Randy Orton did sign a new deal with WWE this week for 5 years. Good for him.
Yeah.
Say he's going to be tormenting people for the next 5 years until he, maybe rides off in the sunset.
I don't know.
He's pretty young still.
He was teasing being elite for the past 2 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, do you think that added to his negotiations? Or do you think he was just
he'd just be that guy
trolling?
It's a very hot time to be a free agent.
Yeah.
I don't think he's actually going to look. Vince, here's a sign by a hotel room.
Yeah. Hey, I'm hanging out with Jericho right now. I'm on Jericho's podcast.
Better sign me, bro.
Yeah. That would have been. I mean, I think if he would have went on the podcast, I think that would have been interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's good for him.
Randy Orton's one of those guys that I never really appreciated when he was younger.
Yeah.
But him being that older veteran coming in now, I was like, wait, he is that good.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
And I think he has gotten to the point where he seems to have matured enough to want to put over younger guys.
Yeah.
And he did issue a challenge. First he issued a challenge to The Rock for WrestleMania. The Rock turned him down. Now he issued a challenge to Cena for WrestleMania. So I don't know if he's just going to keep challenging people.
Right.
Would you want to see Cena and Orton at WrestleMania?
If they do that, it has to be the last match for one of them.
Yeah.
Because that rivalry went back, 20 pay-per-views?
Yeah. It's been years and years, so.
Yeah. So it has to be a retirement element, either for Cena or for Orton.
Yeah.
If it's just a random, here's our WrestleMania match,
whatever. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. But that kind of wraps us up for SmackDown this week.
Yeah.
I'm glad you sat in.
Oh, thanks for inviting me.
Where can the people find you?
You guys can find me at FloboBoys on Twitter, at FloBito on Instagram, and support the homie. Buy a t-shirt at FloBito.threadless.com.
Nice. Awesome. And you guys can find me Twitter, Instagram, TomTheCom. Also, check out my Etsy store, Connolly Central. Maybe the gang will be back next week. Maybe we'll be invaded again. Tune in to find out. I don't know.
That's a tease.
That is a tease. And we'll see you guys next week.
Catch you later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.